There's the theme music for one of my favorite TV shows. I'm looking forward to it coming back for its 11th season this Sunday night. It's The Amazing Race. This time around, they're doing an all-star edition. The star of the show is our old buddy Phil Kogan, who is on the phone with us this afternoon. Remarkably, considering it's a show about traveling around the world, Phil is stuck in Los Angeles. I find this very ironic.
Perhaps he didn't have enough money, didn't get the right flight, you know.
What happened, Phil? Did weather get in your way?
I tell you what, I think I've avoided some major uncomfortable situation because did you hear about those guys stuck on the plane for up to 8, 10, 11 hours?
Yeah, those JetBlue flights at Kennedy.
Can you imagine? And the toilets are filling up, and they're running out of water. And man, was I lucky I didn't go on those flights over there.
Now, in all the years you've been doing The Amazing Race, have you ever had that circumstance happen while you were doing the show?
We've been stuck on planes while we've been doing the show. But to be honest with you, my nightmare stories on planes have come from other travel experiences. I did get detained by the Ukraine immigration in season 10. Overnight from about 2 o'clock in the morning till 10 in the morning in a empty sort of room with plastic seats. That was not exactly pleasant.
What happened? Why'd they hold you?
Oh, I think they saw my New Zealand passport, and they were like, oh, hold on a minute. And they separated me from everybody, and everybody got through into the country except for me, and I got put in a room. It was in the dark. There was no lights, and I didn't know that. It was a huge room, but I didn't know how big because I couldn't see all the way down there.
Mm.
I could just hear breathing. And I could smell some really bad B.O., so I decided to sit in these plastic chairs, and after about 2 hours, I woke up, sitting in this plastic chair. There was nowhere to lie down because they had the plastic sort of handled, and I was woken up 2 hours later with this woman who had a torch, and she put it in my light, in my eyes, and said, what's your name, where are you from, when were you born? Then she just turned it off and walked away, and every hour I was woken up and asked the same questions. And then, thankfully, I think the U.S. Ambassador over there was a big fan of The Amazing Race, and she basically got me out. And I only just made it to the pit stop.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. The race was going on while you were still locked up, right?
Oh, yeah, and I missed shooting the roadblock and the detour and everything else. And then I literally I got to the pit stop. I think I had about 20-something minutes to spare before the first team came in.
Do you think any cash had to pass hands for you to get out of there?
Wouldn't surprise me. That or, maybe an invite to the ambassador's house for a good piece of New York steak.
Yeah. Something definitely went down there. But you have no idea exactly what happened. You just were happy to get out of there and move on with your life.
Well, as I understand it, I was told that I didn't need a visa being a New Zealand citizen. But then, obviously, the immigration person there thought I did.
Yeah.
And so they issued one right on the spot. It normally takes weeks to get these visas. But, the power of the ambassador. And she made things happen.
That's nice. That's nice. All right, let's talk about the All-Star Edition, which starts up on Sunday night. As you know, I've seen every episode of the show, so I'm looking forward to seeing some of these people back, especially Kevin and Drew, the bald frat guys, who they were what drew me into this series in season one. But now it's been, 5 or 6 years, I guess, since season one. Time has an effect on all of us. These guys are probably in their 40s now, right?
Yes, time has an effect. It bulges, and we end up with bung knees and beer bellies.
Yeah,
they've had a few since we saw them 5-something years ago. They're sticking out in places that they weren't before. But their spirits are still high. They're maybe a little slower, but still sharp as a tack mentally. And they've both been married since the last time we saw them on the show, so it's a good chance to catch up with them there. And of course, we have Charlo and Mirna, who would be the team that people talk about more than any other team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your Rob and Amber, most controversial team, and people asking the question, well, why? Why give them a second chance? Why let them come back?
Well, because, every American deserves a chance to be on TV half of their life.
You're right. And they've been on television all their lives. They got 15 minutes plus an extra few hours. But, captivating. People want to know what's going to go down with them and how they're going to do. Are they going to stick it out and end up being second again, or are they going to win this thing, or are they going to be eliminated early? And, of course, the only way to find out is to watch. And don't you just love, as a fan of the show, don't you just love this new time slot?
Yes, Sunday nights, right after 60 Minutes.
I know. I mean, we lucked out big time with this time slot. And because the show's so popular with families, it's just worked out so well. I've had so much great feedback from people emailing me and saying, hey, you know, thank you for, well, they're not thanking me specifically, but, you know, thanking us, plural.
Yep.
For getting it into that time slot. So I hope the show keeps delivering. I think the All-Stars will, and hopefully we can own that time slot for a few years.
I hope so, too. Phil Kogan from the Amazing Race All-Star Edition here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX. So did you get requests through the years from teams that had gone on the race who kept saying to you or to Bert, the producer, I love doing that, I want to do it again?
Oh, sure. And, I mean, you can imagine how many teams emailed me to say that they were disappointed that they weren't chosen for the All-Stars once they found out who the cast actually was, and incredibly difficult, challenging decisions.
Well, but you started by crossing off Jonathan and Victoria. We're not having them back.
Well, yeah, they certainly expressed an interest to come back. I think there were enough people out there who would not like to see them come back that we might have been in trouble if we'd done that one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people ask, well, why Rob and Amber? And they're sort of like, well, how could you not? Because if you didn't, people would complain.
Right.
You're never going to satisfy everybody. I mean, there are people who are asking where certain teams are, teams that I happen to like myself, like the Bowling Mums I loved, and Colin and Christy, very, very competitive, and the Clowns, and Lynn and Alex, and the Gutsy Grannies. You know, you could go all the way down the list, Tara and Will, looking back to season two. And you could look at all these great teams. It was very, very difficult for the casting people to decide on the final 11.
How is it different, Phil, because all of these people have been on the show? You know, some of the teams, when they get on The Amazing Race, they've never left their state, let alone left the country, and they're travel rookies. So that was part of the appeal of their appearances on the show the first time around. They didn't quite know where to go, what to do. You know, the coal mining couple, David mm-hmm. and Mary, in the last one.
Same one I was thinking of.
I mean, they were a perfect example of that, but they kind of figured it out as they went along. Now you have all of these people who are not rookies anymore.
Well,
how did that change the dynamic?
Well, just remember that even the people that were rookies the first time round, don't forget that even if they stayed for the entire length of the race, they only have 28 days of travel experience under their belt. Right?
Right.
So, I mean, for a team like David and Mary, who were eliminated around show 7 or 8, from memory, you know, they're only looking at maybe a couple of weeks of travel experience. So while, yes, they do have a little bit more experience, when they arrive in a country where they're guaranteed to experience culture shock, it's not like those 2 weeks all of a sudden put them in a great place and they go, oh, we know what to do now. I mean, they're still freaked out. And teams that, you know, some of the teams that did very, very well last time around, I can tell you, they got a real wake-up call because, you know, they think they know what's going down. They all think they know what's going down because they've all been there before. But when we put them in difficult, challenging situations, they can really get knocked out.
And did you have to come up with extra hard roadblocks and detours because they'd all done it before?
Well, we just do that inherently as part of the show. But listen, these guys are not exactly in shape for doing any of these challenges in the first place. None of these teams have been chosen because they're fast at getting from A to B or efficient or necessarily competent at doing these challenges. They're all chosen because they're interesting. So the ones that are unfit and who come into this race, that is exactly a great preparation for racing around the world.
It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Phil Kogan, the host of The Amazing Race. The All-Star Edition is this Sunday night right after 60 Minutes on Channel 4. Phil, as a fan of the show, I've talked to you about this many times before, that the brilliance of the show was taking people who already had a pre-existing relationship. Unlike shows like Survivor or Big Brother, where the people had to learn how to deal with each other, these are people who had been dealing with each other for a long time, either as a couple or as friends or frat brothers or a divorced couple trying to get back together or whatever it was. And that pre-existing relationship is what drove their travel relationship during the show. Now, do the racers that we're going to see starting Sunday night, do they all have the same relationships as before? Are they all the same teams that they were before?
No. The dynamics have changed. John Vito and Jill, for instance, were romantically involved when they were on the show in season three. They separated, went their own way, remained friends, and now are coming back trying to rekindle their relationship. Eric and Danielle from season nine were part of two completely different teams, but got romantically involved and are now together, and they're racing together.
Is that Danielle from Danny and Danielle?
Yes.
Well, the hot pink couple?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know too much.
Yes, you do. That's Team Pink. And who can forget the frat boys from that season?
Yeah, who were hitting on them pretty much every moment of the race.
Every chance they got.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they were majorly distracted.
And that's a part of the charm of the show as well.
But so now Danielle is teamed up with somebody else?
Yes, Danielle is with Eric.
Okay.
From Eric and Jeremy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Now, were they together as a couple off the air after the show? Is that what happened?
During the show. If you remember in Brazil, they were getting it on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if that continued afterwards.
Oh, it's just like ethanol. It keeps on burning.
Oh, good one.
And do you have any winners who are coming back? Because all the teams we mentioned about, you know, they came in second or worse. Any of the first place teams on there?
The only winning team coming back, Uchenna and Joyce from season seven.
Has Joyce's hair grown back?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It looks good. She looks great with short hair.
That was one of the great sacrifices in the Amazing Race history,
right?
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you remember Brandon and Nicole, in season five, they had an opportunity to have their head shaved in the fast forward, and they decided not to shave their hair because they were both models and they didn't want to, you know, mess up their hair.
Right.
And, of course, they never went on to win. Uchenna and Joyce, given the same opportunity, they decided that they were going to do it, and they ended up winning.
Yeah, she traded a beautiful head of hair for $1 million.
Yeah,
turned out not to be bad, and now they're back in it. Is it also $1 million this time around, or have you up the ante?
No, it's still $1 million. $1 million is a good chunk of money.
Anybody in this race from the Family Edition?
No, actually no. I mean, but it would make it kind of hard, too, because it is teams of two. We're not teams of four. So,
but you didn't take any parents or couples from that? Like there were brothers and sisters there, so nobody from that's involved.
No.
Okay.
No.
How's everything else going for you, Phil? Are you working on other projects still?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of speeches now. Speeches.
Now is no opportunity wasted, which is Phil's mantra as he goes through life.
Yep, my book. So I've been talking about that and. We actually did the now format, the television format in New Zealand. We did 6 1-hours there, and,
mm-hmm.
and it was very successful. And now we're in development in Canada to do the series there.
Fantastic, fantastic. And after All-Star Amazing Race, will we be back to a regular one later in the year? Are we getting a summer or fall edition?
I hope so. We still haven't heard from CBS or, you know, got a green light for another series, but I'm hoping that, you know, there'll be more. I guess it will depend on Sunday. You know, if everybody turns up again and the numbers are good in that beautiful time slot that we have, then they probably will give us the green light and we'll go shoot one that will go for the full.
Well, you know, I'll pump it for you as much as I can. 7 o'clock Central Time, right after 60 Minutes on Channel 4. It's the Amazing Race All-Star Edition. And maybe we'll check back with you later in the season as things go along, because I know I'm going to have questions for you.
That's great. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. Phil Kogan, the host of The Amazing Race, here on The Paul Harris Show. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX.